Welcome to the Design Doctor Podcast, where we talk about how to decorate, remodel, or build a home without losing your mind. I'm your host, Krisha Palmer, physician turned interior designer and life coach. So come on in and have a seat. Let's talk. Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. I want you to imagine this. You're working on some type of creative project. It might be writing, painting, or creating a design plan for a room in your home. You're deep in the zone, immersed in the craft, but then suddenly you sort of hit a wall. Your inspiration dries up. You start to get a little frustrated, a little anxious, a little tense. Does this sound familiar? I know it happens to me a lot, but we are going to uncover today the magic of stepping away and giving your mind the rest that it deserves. The thing that I've learned about creativity, it isn't just like a faucet that you can turn on and turn off at will. It's actually a really complex process. It involves the synthesis of ideas, emotions, and experiences, and just like any other muscle in our body, our creative muscles need time to rest and recover. And so for type A personalities like me that just want to get things done, and likely you, I'm imagining, this can be a challenge. And if I sound like I'm speaking from experience, it's because I 100% am. In fact, over the past month, I have really stepped back and I'm taking inventory of my work habits. Because I am a designer, I'm in a creative career, and what I've realized is I really haven't been giving myself the space and time to take my creativity to the next level. So when you're doing anything creative, it's really important to take breaks and step away from the work, rather than just keeping your head down and trying to trudge through, which I realized I was doing. I mean, my thought was, I've got a business to run. I love what I do, but this is not just a hobby. I have a business to run. And I'm guessing that a lot of you have very limited free time to engage with your own creativity. So when you are able to do that, you probably do just want to like get it done, right? But this is actually not the way creativity thrives. Our brains operate in two modes, focused mode and a more diffuse mode. So focused mode is when we're really concentrating on a task, and diffuse mode is just a more relaxed state where our minds can kind of just wander freely. And it's during this diffuse mode that our brains make connections between seemingly unrelated ideas. And this is what leads to those aha moments of insight and creativity. So think about it. How many times have you awakened in the middle of the night with a solution to a problem that you've been thinking about for days? Or maybe it happens in the middle of taking a shower. I will tell you, this happens to me all the time. I will be perseverating on a problem, trying to, or maybe it's a design challenge, a really difficult space that I'm trying to plan the furniture layout, and it's very challenging because it's an awkwardly shaped space, or there are certain limitations, and I will sit there and at my laptop, and I'm like trying to figure it out. And I found that if I just step away and just kind of consciously let myself forget about it, go throughout my day, over the next 24 hours or so, it's like my brain is almost working on that in the background. That's what I mean by that diffuse mode. And all of a sudden, it'll come to me and I'll have a solution. So last year I met an amazing book by record producer Rick Rubin called The Creative Act. And in it, he talks about the importance of patience when working on anything creative. He says, there are those who approach the opportunities of each day like crossing items off a to-do list instead of truly engaging and participating with all of themselves. Our continual quest for efficiency discourages looking too deeply. The pressure to deliver doesn't grant us time to consider all possibilities. He also says, quote, patience is required for the nuanced development of your craft. Patience is required for crafting a work that resonates and contains all that we have to offer. And we have to have patience in order to give ourselves permission to step away and rest. And I think that's often the most challenging. We don't want to give ourselves that permission because we tell ourselves, well, I'm just procrastinating or I'm being lazy, when really that's not it at all. You need that rest. So in essence, stepping away from our work allows our minds to wander and to make those crucial connections that we might miss. So since realizing that I was simply trying to force my creativity and put it on a schedule, I've been intentionally trying a new practice, and I'm allowing myself much more space and time to do my work. So what I would ordinarily give myself 2 hours to complete, I'm reserving double or triple that amount of time. And what I found is that, number one, I'm enjoying it a lot more. I feel more aligned, and my creativity is thriving much more than when I put myself on a strict timeline. Rest isn't really about just, or it's not only about recharging our batteries. It's about giving our brains the space to explore new possibilities and perspectives. And this can be challenging to do in a world that glorifies hustle culture and constant productivity. So I often find myself thinking, I've got to get this done. There's not going to be time later. If I don't get this done now, I never will. If I stop and take a break, I'm being lazy or I'm procrastinating, and I'm not a procrastinator. Like, all of these thoughts just bombard me. So how can we prioritize rest without feeling guilty? Well, it's all just about shifting your mindset and recognizing that rest is not a luxury. It is actually a necessity for peak performance. And, you know, we're talking about creative endeavors here, decorating and design, but, you know, this applies, of course, across the board. By reframing rest as an essential part of the creative process, you can give yourself permission to step away without being guilty. One strategy that you can use is called the Pomodoro technique. Now, I've been using this for a while. I did not know it was a thing. I didn't know this is what it was called, but I just found that this worked well for me. So this is what I've done until I kind of got into the habit of trying to trudge through and not give myself the time that I need. But it's where you work in short bursts of focused activity followed by brief breaks. All right. So and it just depends on how long you want to work, but it's short, you know, 30 minutes of focused work, and then you step back from it. So when you find yourself tensing up while you're scrolling through coffee tables for the living room you're putting together and thinking, I'll never find one, I just need to find something, stop, close your laptop, and step away. All right. Creativity thrives in moments of stillness and reflection. So don't be afraid to take a step back and recharge your creative batteries. I promise the results will be worth it. I hope this is helpful to you, my friends. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I'll see you next week. Happy decorating. If you're a woman physician who loves all things design and decorating, be sure to check out my private Facebook group, House Calls for Physicians, or you can visit my website at www.housecallsforphysicians.com.